my grandfather's name was Peter, and my dad's name was Dominic. And my father didn't come over from Italy until he was 11 years old. What happened was my Uncle John came here first and worked on the brickyard, and then he sent, when he made enough money, he sent over for his mother and father and my father, his brother's sisters, to come over here. That's what he used to do in those days. And then, so when my grandfather came here, he decided that he worked on the ice for 1 year, but in the spring, he decided that he was going to work on the brickyard. He was going to open up a grocery store. It's a good story to tell about him. He had no money, just the money that he made on the wintertime, which is maybe a couple hundred dollars, because they used to work for $1, $2 a day, like they work from December to March. In those days, I don't know why, the weather seemed to be a lot colder than it is today. So he was going to talk to my Uncle John. He says, we're Italian. A lot of Italian people are around here. There is an Italian grocer around here. So he liked to be a grocer. And so he had this property down that he could get. I think he was going to get it for like $10 a month, which was quite expensive in those days. And this is back in the early 1900s. And he went uptown to a dealer, a wholesaler dealer, in grocery. In those days, most people used to, can their own tomatoes. So you didn't sell canned tomatoes. You didn't sell, canned beans or canned vegetables. They used to raise their own potatoes, So all he used to sell was flour and sugar, and he used to buy the corn for the pigs, and chickens that they used to raise. All the feed stuff. So my grandfather went up to the wholesaler, and he told him, he said, "I'd like to open up a store." He said, "I'm Italian, and going to a lot of Italian people there. I'm going to do a good business, so you have to trust me." And the guy said, "Well, how much do I have to trust you for?" He said, "Well, I want to stock up. So I need, so many bags of sugar, so many bags of flour, and so many bags of feed and all that." He said, "My goodness," he says, "they'll come to around 2,000. So my grandfather convinced him. He says, "Look," he said, "if I make it," he said, "I'm going to sell the $2,000 worth of stuff and make, I'll be able to pay you back." He says, "And if we don't," he says, "I'll be out of business." So the guy took him at his word, and he went and he was in business from 1903 to 18, the business. And then they opened the saloon. My father and my uncle, they were old enough to have a saloon next to the grocery store. They built a house next to the grocery store, which is still standing, a three-story house of brick that my father claims he got. They used to dump the brick in the crack bricks. And every once in a while, they'd get the whole bricks, good bricks that they'd miss. And I remember my father telling me that he collected 14,000 bricks by hand in the dump. And that went towards building all that brick went towards building the house. So that's where they had Sloan, and that's where we moved to. Then my father, when he got married and had the children, we lived in the brick house, where my uncle and my grandfather, and my uncle never had any children, and my grandfather and grandmother lived in around the corner from us.